Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
We are the greatest threat to this society and to these men.
Hold on. Don't have your head cut off, baby.
Or column A, whatever it is, one column. It just...
Sorry, wait. So I'm in class, trying to listen to you. Want to put my hair up?
Why would I take that literally and seriously? Why would I take...
Say it again.
I'm in class.
You're in class. Okay, you're in class looking for a man. What's the name, boo? Y'all do everything but work. Everything but class, everything but watch our kids. Y'all don't care what's going on. Y'all just call me to find y'all or somebody in a matter. Y'all be at, literally, there be nurses giving, like, oh, I'm about to give him his IV shot. Well, I'm looking for a man. Find me a man, Kendra. I hear the sounds in the background. Beep, beep, beep. Had a girl call me while she was in labor. So y'all going to find y'all a man no matter what y'all doing.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
All right, what's your name, baby?
Ada. I'm a little nervous. Forgive me.
Okay, don't be... I know it can be nerve-wracking, so I understand. How old are you, Jada?
I am... Well, this is my birthday weekend, so I'll be 38.
What the f***?
You'll be 38?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll be 38.
Does anybody believe for 1 second that this woman is 37 years old? I'm getting... 45 at least. But y'all let me know if I'm tripping.
What do you do for a living?
So, I thought about this question. I'm going to just chop it up to, I love helping people. I do childcare and I'm into healthcare.
Why are you laughing?
That should put a motherfucker in an insane asylum right there.
Because, you know... When it comes to certain things, you know, I don't want to put myself on a certain level. I have a problem with dating.
Yeah, we know that, dumb ditty. We know that.
When it comes to the situation. I'm sorry.
What situation?
As we all discussed, you know, when you make a certain type of money, a certain level, we do have issues.
You know niggas love bitches with money. You know niggas love bitches with money.
In case anyone was wondering, yes, she's drunk. Yes, she's drunk. You know, anytime you ask somebody, what do they do for a living? And they say, you know, I've been thinking about this question for a long time. It's never a good sign or anything like that. Yeah, never a good sign. Ma'am, the reason you're struggling with dating isn't because you make a certain amount of money. It's because you're a complete train wreck. And you called into a YouTube dating show drunk and a complete mess. And you're an unstable person, I could tell already. We're not even 3 minutes into this fucking video. It's not based on how much you got going on. And if it is somewhat based on that, it's because you don't even have the time and energy to give to a man after you done 10 careers in a day.
Wait, let me show girl. Wait, let me show my hair is good because, wait, what?
Okay, I want to make sure I'm understanding. So you say you have a problem with dating. Is it because you
make
a lot of money?
Business. I own a business. You know, I'm an investor. I trade. I do different things. You know, I'm a student, you know, trying to become an attorney. So I got different things going on.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you.
Do you even have time to do all that? These women be capping. Seriously. That's way too much going on. That's a defense mechanism or something. If you do got that much going on, there's some other issues there.
I'm telling a therapist this, and they don't even know what to say to me.
So I got different things going on. However, I need to pick and choose. You know, you gotta. It's a fine line.
That makes no fucking sense.
Now they want to know how much you make.
None of your business. Wait, I gotta read the comments because see.
Well, it's the way you presented it because now everyone's, even I'm curious because
I'm City, huh? You know, I'm comfortable. I live in New York City. I am comfortable. I travel quite a bit. Oh my God, girl, you went to Ghana. Everywhere you went, I went literally like maybe 2 or 3 weeks prior. So I was so happy to see it.
I'm so fucking scared right now. You shut up.
If a woman is a traveler, leave that alone. That's not serious relationship material. Once these women get on their own path and start going to school for all these different things and starting all these businesses and travel every other week, they're not girlfriend or wife or mother material. Look, just stay single. You're good at it. Like Homeboy said on Pop the Balloon Show. Just keep traveling, keep going to school, keep adding careers to the resume. Just do this for the rest of your life and leave men the fuck alone.
I watched you, girl.
Okay.
So, yeah. Long story short, we'll get into that once you ask some questions.
Well, no, let's get into it right now because now you got everybody kind of on the edge.
Oh, no. This is why I didn't want to go. Oh, Lord.
Well, let me say this. You set this up. I have particular questions that I ask, and I usually hold on. Don't overtalk me. We can't both talk at the same time.
You a gangster now.
You created this because you volunteered information. I never asked any. I can't see your face, Jada, honey. Okay. I never ask anybody their income. I do ask if you have an income request, but the way you presented the information, you made everybody curious to what is this dollar amount that you make that makes it so challenging for you to date?
Well, I did start off the conversation with I do have issues dating.
Why does that not surprise me?
However, you did ask why. And I try to go into it without going into it, but here we are.
So basically, you had troubles dating because you usually make more money than the men that you try to date you. Like, what is it?
Well, that's not really the issue. I'm a certain age, which you'll get into.
Well, you just told me your age was 38.
Yeah, I like to do certain things. Sorry, let me jump off the computer. Like to do certain things.
These women are willing to lose their jobs, get kicked out of school, have one of their patients pass away, all so they can get on this ghetto dating show. They don't care if they're taking care of patients. They don't care if they're in the middle of college. They don't care if it's in the middle of a college exam. They don't care if they on a Walmart shift. They'll risk their livelihood to come on this show. What does that say about these high-earning, strong, successful, smart women, so-called?
And dingbats. Don't be mad at them. Just realize how they're fucking dingbats.
I don't require a man to do everything, you know, the way I want to, how I want to. However, it would be nice, you know, if you would say, hey, what's up? We can do this. I'll take the time and make the time for you to go on a date and do what you ask, you know? And I must say, I do get things of that nature. However, it's not with the people I would like it to be with.
But the kind of boyfriend that I want, baby, I don't think they want me. And the ones that want me,
you don't want.
I don't want them.
Right.
At all.
Well, she has no problem attracting men, but the problem is she can't keep a man around because once they realize who she really is, they can't fucking stand her.
When they date you and do get a chance to know you and they don't want to marry you, they don't want to be with you, you might be the problem.
You know, you spend time with people and you get to know them and that's just not it.
Okay, let's try to keep going. Shayda, do you have any kids?
I do.
How many kids do you have?
I have one.
Hello, your child?
He's 19.
Okay, and you're in New York?
That's correct.
All right. So we have Jada in New York, 38, Pisces, works in childcare and healthcare, mom to a 19-year-old. Have you ever been married?
I have.
When did you get divorced?
Literally 5 months ago.
Oh, okay. How long was you married for?
Since my son was maybe 19. Since he's about 18. I'm sorry, since I was 19.
Oh, so you've been married most... So this she's been divorced for 5 months?
Yeah, you know.
It was at this moment that she knew she fucked up.
Think twice, because you never know how things will turn out. You might be getting yourself and everybody else into a whole lot of trouble.
She's never been married for 500, Alex. Did you hear all that stuttering? Let's rewind that back.
But nobody want to see that.
When did you get divorced?
Literally 5 months ago.
Oh, okay. How long was you married for?
Since my son was maybe 19. Since he's about 18. I'm sorry, since I was 19.
So you've been married most... So this five... Okay, so you've been divorced for 5 months?
Yeah, you know. It took some time for me to get divorced. We've been separated for quite some time.
Oh, because I was getting ready to say, hey, is your dating assessment only for 5 months or is longer?
No, yeah. We've been broken up since my child was 4 years old, in fact. I just didn't get a divorce.
Are you fucking serious, ho?
The way that you have exaggerated this story is total lies.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
I'm aware everyone come on with this requirement of 100K. And as you know, I live in New York, so I don't want to put that pressure on a man to, you know. I just want him to be able to, you know, first of all, I need him to be God-fearing. Here we go again.
Here we go again. I want to control a man with the Bible. I want to question your manhood using the Bible. Anytime you act in a way I don't think you should act, I'm going to say, hey, you not being God-fearing. They use therapy like this, too. You need some therapy. No, you need to chill out. You need some therapy. I told you you need some therapy. They're going to use that to challenge your manhood and question you every step of the way. That's what these women mean by God-fearing.
No kids under 5. No children under 5. No more than 2 children under 5. First it was 5, but I had to think about it. Yeah.
So we can have a kid under 5 or no?
No.
Okay. So it's not no more than 2 kids under 5. It's just no kids under 5.
Correct.
Okay. What else?
Someone who's not afraid to travel, explore life, and just be open to learning.
Robert, stop it. Quit playing.
I think a man should be open to learning from anything and anybody, including his woman. But the fact that you're saying that as a dating requirement is a huge red flag. They don't want a real relationship. They just want a travel buddy and someone to validate their Instagram page. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Not be afraid of me and my opinion. I do have a voice. You know, I know you're a man at the end of the day, and I respect you as a man.
You women are horrible.
Did y'all peep that little laugh after she said, I know you a man? Did y'all peep that little snicker? Mm-hmm. She is making it very clear she will not respect you in a relationship as a man. Man, nobody cares about your opinion. Why don't you be the man in a les relationship? Then you can wear the pants and your opinion can be the end all be all. Strong, dominant alpha men aren't trying to have an opinionated woman, period. Get with my program or beat it.
I want you out. I don't even know why you're still here. Step!
That has to be the new standard, fellas. Submit to me completely or I don't want to be in a relationship with you. No gray area anymore. We've grew our nuts back. Submit or nothing. We're not compromising anymore.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
I just want to go out there, girl, because it's my birthday weekend. I had like 3 shots and I don't really drink.
Okay. Everyone was kind of, I'm going to be honest with you. People it's think there's birthday. Something going on with you in the comment section.
My birthday. So you was drinking
while you was in class?
My cousin literally just left. I celebrated my birthday all weekend long. I'm leaving the country in about 48 hours, so I'm in a mode, so forgive me. And I didn't expect to, you know.
You called me, so right. I didn't call you. Girl, you had to expect to get here.
Because I took a few, you know, it is what it is. But whoever get it gets to know me.
This is sad.
I'm gonna get you real soon.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.